Hello guys and gals, me Mudahar, and today it's a very serious video. Today I think I might actually be called a terrorist by a big, massive CEO that's responsible for spying and basically keeping a tab on every single one of us driving around in our little neighborhood. Now, quick question. Have you, in your community, ever seen any of these cameras just placed around on a street corner? Yeah, they have a little, like, solar panel on top of them, a little camera facing out towards your direction. Have you ever noticed that? Well, there's a good chance that might actually be a flock camera. And I've talked about flock cameras in the past, but the general idea here is a flock camera, for anybody that's not picking up what I'm putting down, is a camera placed by a private company all over big cities in the United States. It's actually a pretty serious problem. Flocks of these, no pun intended, are actually propping up everywhere, and basically they serve as a way to track wherever you're driving. And you know that fancy thing cops need, warrants, to be able to follow you and track what you do? Well, now we've found a way. We found the ultimate cheat code. Just go to the private company, ask them for a specific license plate, and bam, they now know exactly where your movements are. All without your consent, all without any seeming oversight. It is a truly spooky situation. So let's get down to reading and exactly how this stuff works, right? So Flock, as this company over here, is a company that produces what is known as a license plate reader. Now they produce things like video cameras, yada, yada, yada. But ultimately, they produce license plate readers over here, which is exactly what we're looking at. So it's these simple cameras, and you can see on their own website what they're able to identify are things like license plates, obviously, but also the exact vehicle, of course, and possibly any other marking on there. You got a bumper sticker, you got something that sets your car apart, maybe a nice little scratch? Well, this camera tracks every single thing. Don't believe me? Their own website tells you, hey, you see this car with bumper damage? We've seen it 5 times in the last 30 days. So yeah, that's just how crazy it is. The world of artificial intelligence and mass surveillance converging into one thing. You ever wonder why your Xbox costs $1,000? It's because of scumbags like this. But anyways, to give you an idea, they've told you that they're trusted by 5,000 law enforcement agencies, 6,000 communities, over 1,000 businesses. Now, of course, there are some communities that are waking up to this and saying, no, we don't want the flock epidemic. And some cities are actually standing up to this. But Muda, what if I don't drive with a license plate? Well, don't worry about it. They've already thought of the problem. With vehicle signature and flock freeform, they can turn images into actionable evidence. Basically, they can track wherever you're driving in any part of the country. Here you can see an actual cop just sitting on their, computer in their car and just looking at the flock interface, I guess, and trying to identify, you know, where vehicles, where things can be at. Now, of course, I want to come into this and say that Flock has absolutely probably helped with cases regarding, I would say, missing people, and obviously in specific cases with vehicle theft, right? And how does this necessarily work? Well, we're going to go to an organization that Flock themselves, or at least their CEO, considers to be terroristic. Now, communities have gotten so tired of this that they've created, things called DeFlock. Now, DeFlock is a movement. It's an actual website, deflock.org, that you can go to get an idea of what these things are and where they exist. So, for instance, just showing you guys a screenshot of what a flock camera could track, you can see that obviously capturing a vehicle is not as simple as grabbing its license plate. It's also as complicated as grabbing the various stickers, bumper stickers, like I'd said, back racks, a lot of features that they can catalog into their systems. So anytime this Toyota Tacoma keeps showing up around the neighborhood, they'll know. And the way that they know is if you open up DeFlock's map over here, you can see a map of about 108,000 cameras all over the country. So just to load that stuff up really quickly. So this is a heat map of basically the entire country, right? So all the way from Los Angeles to New York to Florida and all the way in the central United States. Heck, even in Toronto, even in Canada, you've got the flock cameras all over the 407 ETR. So effectively, for anybody that's on the highway, you can see that in some capacity, ALPR cameras exist. Now, this is not super nefarious. This is run by the RTX Corporation, which, again, these cameras are made by, I believe, Raytheon. So, yeah, one of the largest defense contractors. But these are operated by the Ministry of Transportation, right? The Ministry of Transportation uses these to identify which vehicle is on the ETR so they can fucking bill you later down the road, right? But if you look at these random actual cameras inside places like Morristown, you can see that they're operated by Flock Safety, these ALPR cameras specifically. And while they seem like traffic cameras, ultimately at the end of the day, any vehicle that drives through this camera will be cataloged by a Flock system. So let's go to a place that's pretty filled with Flock cameras to exist with. Let's go to Los Angeles. Now, for anybody that lives in places like LA, you'll know that it's a traffic-ridden hellhole, but it's a hellhole that has a shit ton of Flock cameras. Flock everywhere. So how these Flock cameras work is effectively, let's say that you're driving between Santa Ana, Orange County, and Anaheim, or Fullerton, whatever. Now, if you drive through any of these blue dots, which are operated by Flock Camera or Flock Safety, effectively your vehicle is cataloged and a profile is built on your vehicle through the use of machine learning or artificial intelligence to see where you drive through at all points of the day. And of course, ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, this builds sort of a surveillance heat map of you as a person, right? There's no way to avoid this shit at all. You can't even cover up your license plate, which I believe would be a felony, or at least like fine worthy. You have to basically take it from these fucking third party, you know, corporations that effectively are hired and brought in by the city to spy on you. And so at this point, if the LAPD wanted to follow you or spy on you, they wouldn't send a badge behind your vehicle. They would just go to the Flock terminal, put in your license plate and see, oh my God, that's where that guy was driving all around. So you get the idea, right? That's how these Flock cameras work. They're a massive invasion of your privacy. And in reality, one would think, Muda, what if this actually stops crime? And so that's where I actually went in and wanted to see just how much Flock actually helped. And it's not exactly perfect. So the reality of it is, according to Flock themselves, they'll drop shit like 10% of reported crime in the US was solved with Flock, 700,000 crimes each year are solved. So on the surface, according to obviously their website, they're gonna make it sound like the greatest thing since sliced fucking bread. But let's look at the actual facts. Let's look at the other side of the reporting, for instance, right? So individually, when people were looking at things like deterrence, for instance, a few research pieces that I brought up. So from the National Institute of Justice, right, obviously do license plate readers enhance the initial and residual deterrent effects of police patrol? Is having a camera everywhere necessarily going to be likely to stop, you know, people from committing fucking crimes? Well, ultimately, if you read the abstract of the situation, just for us, you can see that data on 785 patrols at 33 hotspots were used to compare initial and residual outcomes over, again, the period of 4.5 months here. So outcomes analyzed for each patrol's visit via chi-square tests, survival analyses, logistic regressions, included the following: the likelihood of a vehicle recovery or arrest, the likelihood of a new crime or disorder call in the location while the officer were present, time until a new crime or disorder call following the officer's departure, and first type of call following the officer's departure. LPR use increased stolen vehicle recoveries, but not arrests. LPR use did not reduce the likelihood of a new call in the hotspot while an officer was present, nor did it affect the timing or seriousness of the next call following the patrol. The study provides little clear evidence for the crime prevention efficacy of using LPRs in general patrol, which is a common practice in the United States of America. The reality of it is that a company like Flock has sort of come in and said, we're here to try reduce crime all over. But the reality of it is these LPRs don't necessarily reduce new, they don't necessarily prevent crazy crime right over here, right? And if you don't believe me, this is coming from the National Institute of Justice. The government themselves have done their own studies and have said that these ALPR cameras are not necessarily the greatest thing since sliced bread. They're great for specific crimes, but throwing the baby out with the bathwater and spying on all of us, I don't know if any human being should be fucking comfortable with that crap. So there have been other things that have kind of come up, right? How is Flock being used to spy on the average person? So at this point in time, on this page over here, you can see that I've got an entire spreadsheet of the times Flock cameras have been used by various police agencies around the country and why exactly they've been used. So to give you a quick idea of what you're seeing over here, this is an FOIA request. And again, the individual who did this is completely anonymous. They're credited as E. Basically, they wanted to get a network audit to see how many times these law enforcement agencies jumped in and called in Flock cameras. So looking closely at this, you can see, for instance, in some cases, when Cobb County, for instance, called in about 6,000 searches, you can see that literally right over here, the reason was stolen automobile, which makes sense. But in some cases, for instance, Palos Heights, Illinois PD ended up calling in 476 times, and you can see that the reason was immigration violation. Now, this is a really interesting situation, right? For one, why would a local police department, at least to my knowledge, doesn't really make sense that they would give a fuck about the immigration's violation? Well, the watchdogs who were watching over Flock decided to see even deeper and found that there were a whole bunch of situations where it seems like the reason that was put into the box for why you had to query the Flock system, they put in things like ICE, I guess FBI, immigration, and the reality of it is that the federal agencies had basically carte blanche access to basically one of the biggest surveillance maps in the country. Now look, I really don't like organizations like ICE in certain cases because I understand the importance of border security. I get it. Nobody is saying that that's a bad situation. But when you're talking about an organization that was basically purchasing Israeli zero-click malware, and this is not something new, by the way, too. This is something that is also acknowledged. For instance, zero-click malware is effectively where these people can hack into individual cell phone devices without them doing anything. So in certain cases, just sending a text message to somebody's iPhone or Android device is enough to get access to what their device consists of. Now, normally, a cop would have to subpoena or at least, you know, fucking get a warrant for your device, your personal information. A fucking immigrations, customs, and enforcement agency in the US is doing that without any fucking warrant, it seems. They say they need a warrant, but do you fucking trust their ass? I would say you'd be a rube to just blindly trust them. So no, I don't necessarily like an organization that's doing that. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it shows that basically the cheat code here is that if you're a federal agency, right, you probably have friends who work for local PD. So in this case, ICE calls up their friends in the Palo Heights, Illinois Police Department, and they're like, yo, you got access to the Flock cameras in your cities? They're like, yes. And then you tell them, all right, run a license plate for us. And of course, without any warrant required, with just wheeling and dealing, because ultimately these organizations kind of need each other. It's not like if you're the Palo Heights PD, you can say fuck you to the federal government. You probably need them for a lot of cases. So you'll end up giving them access, even if you personally don't feel comfortable with it. But I imagine cop buddies are probably friends with their cop buddies, and they share shit around without any need. In some cases, I would probably say that what's happening over here might not even be totally illegal. That's how fucked the systems are, right? That's why you can't even just work on legality. Now, what happens when communities start to look a little bit closer into this? In the case of the DFlock map that I was showing you, this map was created by one software engineer who decided, I'm going to create a crowdsourced, you know, sort of map that people can contribute to and show all of the actual mass surveillance happening around them. And you know what he ended up getting for this? A cease and desist. So Mr. Will Freeman, we are writing on behalf of Flock Group. As you know, Flock has dedicated itself to developing advanced license plate technology, right? As you may be aware, Flock is the owner of the following trademarks. Flock has continuously used Flock marks since 2017. It's come to our attention that you are maintaining a website and promoting a project entitled DFlock, which purports to track automated license plate readers across the country and discuss the alleged dangers of same. While Flock believes in open debate, it takes misuses of its IP seriously. So again, they sent out a cease and desist, which basically is just like an intimidation tactic. It's an intimidation check, right? And basically, you'll want to see if he's scared enough to take down the website, which obviously he wasn't because we were able to see it. But the reality of it is that it is not a crime, by the way, to make a crowdsourced map of these privacy-invading, borderline unconstitutionally used devices around the country. There's no crime in that, okay? You should be allowed to take audit of it, right? You should be allowed to share this information around. There have been a lot of people that have taken it into their matters of their own hand where they've been going out to these Flock cameras and actually destroying them. And I do not condone that at all. That would be against the YouTube Terms of Services. That would even be a felony, depending on where you live. But the reality of it is that I can actually understand why people are losing their minds about this, right? Every day, there's a new assault on your rights, your privacy. It almost feels like there is some new world order that is coming in and basically forcing us to live like cattle. And I don't think many people are just okay with that. I think the more these companies and organizations push for this, the angrier people are going to get. And do I understand their anger? Yes. Do I condone their violence and anger? No. But I think there's definitely a case that most people can see why individuals are getting fed up with all of this bullshit. Now, one of the things that I found really fucked up about this was the CEO of Flock, who basically in a Forbes interview last year said this about the DeFlock shit. Listen to this really quickly. This really should drive you insane.
To fight for their point of view. And thankfully, we live in a beautifully democratic, capitalistic country where we can fight in court. And I have a lot of respect for those groups because they have reasonable debates and we follow the law. And then unfortunately, there's terroristic organizations like DeFlock, whose primary motivation is chaos. They are closer to Antifa than they are anything else. And that, I think, is unfortunate because we don't want chaos, or I don't want chaos. So
it's funny how he calls DeFlock the people that are effectively creating a map, like a crowdsourced like map of all of their cameras and teaching people about privacy violations, the risk of misuse, limited benefits. All of these are actual valid things. Nowhere are they talking about blowing this shit up and calling for violence. It's literally an organization that exists to educate the average person. How many of you knew before this video how fucking insane Flock camera surveillance was? It's education. The fact that this guy uses terms like terrorist shows me that we're going back to the ages of post 9/11 where like a lot of these people will use terms like terrorist. You know, you can call me a terrorist all you want. What is my crime necessarily? Is my crime that of curiosity? Is my crime that of telling people how evil some of these larger organizations are and how much we are getting close to creating our own version of a modern Gestapo? Is that a crime to educate people, right? Is it a crime to show people where these fucking cameras are? Is it a crime to show the vast amount of cities that are canceling their contracts, rejecting their contracts with Flock and all of these like-minded organizations so that people's privacy can be safeguarded, okay? Is it a crime? Is it terroristic to show that, I have to ask? Is it really fucking terroristic to do that? I love the fact that he says, I like to live in law and order, when his own organization's propaganda has been fucking deflowered and fucking spit on by a lot of actual research. Research even done and promoted by the same federal government that this man is fucking sucking dick for and trying to get like crumbs of their money at. It's insanity to see how fucked this situation has gotten. And I hate this kind of terminology that's used by scumbags like this, you know? I think a lot of organizations like 404 Media have been doing an exceptionally good job of looking through the various leaks and the materials that are showcased regarding things like Flock's Nova program, which according to the fellows over at 404 Media, and I would highly recommend you go to their pages and check this out, Flock's new product called Nova supplement license plate data with a wealth of personal information sourced from other companies and the wider web, according to, again, the materials that they ended up sourcing. So obviously even Flock kind of came in and had some stuff to say. So Flock, for instance, ended up coming in and saying, listen, we know that those guys at 404 Media published that whole stuff about Flock Nova. And they said that the articles that they're referring to use dubious sources, rumors, early product discussions, and private internal company discussions held in the name of transparency. So this is where they kind of correct the record and they say that they will not supply information that was purchased from places like the dark web, right? So, you know, immediately they're not going over here and saying, listen, we're not going to talk about the massive surveillance application that we're building. We're just going to tell you in the case of things like dark web data, Flock will not supply dark web data, will not use any data purchased from known data breaches or stolen data. Just stuff that we scrape through regular public data brokers anyways. Which honestly, you're kind of splitting hairs at that point, right? Like who gives a shit if the information was from a data breach or if it was grabbed from like actual data brokers or people that you're purchasing this stuff from anyways and ingesting into your, you know, creepy mass surveillance tool that's going to be used by all forms of law enforcement agencies around the fucking country, right? Look, you can love cops all you want. You can even love the federal government. You can even be a cocksucker. I really don't fucking care. But at some point, you have to kind of understand that your rights and your freedoms and your privacy are fucking important. They were important to your founding fathers, and they should be important to you too. And if you want organizations like ICE and the FBI to not be the Gestapo, because remember, there's a very thin line, really, that separates things like the Gestapo and ICE. And what is that thin line? That thin line is having some sort of accountability and actual oversight, right? Remember, these are federal organizations that don't work to oppress you, or they shouldn't. They should be working to assist you in keeping a safer community. That means it really is up to the actual, like, you know, city, it's up to the actual civilian to have actual oversight over these organizations. If they're allowed to just deploy creepy malware that they purchase from Israel, or use an insane fucking, like, mass surveillance tool like Flock, without any real repercussions, then how is that really different than what the Nazis would have had all the way back in the fucking 40s when they were rounding people up into camps and shit, right? Like, let's be completely honest about it. I'm not even being hyperbolic. I'm just saying, what really is the difference between a secret police and some federal agencies in the US that bypass the checks and balances that were put onto them to prevent them from becoming the creepy, scary organizations that, you know, we talk about in all forms of history? You know, when we were looking earlier into that actual, like, data breach, or not data breach, when we were looking into, like, that database of how they were searching up the people who were actually doing their FOIA requests, wanted to be anonymous, because ultimately they fear actual retaliation from companies that are valued in the billions of dollars, companies that are so connected to federal agencies, right? And look, at the end of the day, does this put anybody talking about this at risk? Sure it does, man. There's a lot of YouTubers out there that have absolutely rose in awareness to this and are probably at risk. YouTubers like Ben Jordan, for instance, who actually showed that they have so many severe vulnerabilities in their cameras alone, that hacking into them and gaining access into things like the Android device bridge are so comically fucking easy in certain cases that it is worth talking about, right? This is stuff that is designed to surveil on us, and when even breaching into the hardware that's placed around is so easy, it makes you wonder, forget the law enforcement agencies, what about malicious hackers who want to use this information for their own fucking good? What about creeps that want to get access to this information to spy on individuals around, right? Maybe some fucking insane ex looking and spying on their other, like, ex-partner constantly through the use of these cameras, if they end up in, like, some data breach out there in the world. It's an insane situation to look down into. And it's one of those realities where ultimately, when you look at everything as a whole, is it worth keeping? Probably not. And in some cases, even the law enforcement agencies out there have done some pretty, like, racially, like, fucked up things too. Like, for some instances, there have been cases, and again, the EFF kind of brought this into their own view, into, again, the queries made, is if you're like a Romani person in the United States, right? In some cases, between June 2024 and October 2025, cops performed hundreds of searches for license plate using terms such as Roma and Gypsy, and in some cases, Gypsy vehicle, Gypsy group, possible Gypsy. Motherfucker, is, like, Borat working for the company? Like, is Borat working for the department? Like, how, imagine you're a cop and you're just typing in, like, imagine it's like N-word vehicle or something. Like, what do you expect the AI to, like, isolate by the nationality of somebody, right? It's like, Pajit driver. Like, do you expect that to work? Like, what is even the query of this situation? It's nothing but, like, an actual racist use of the system. And if anybody wants to be like, oh, well, it's really not, no, I'm not splitting hairs here. Typing that into this, it's the definition of racially profiling the fucking driver. And again, if that's what the departments are doing and using these cameras for, maybe we should probably nix this out. Or here's a great alternative, right? Maybe, just maybe we should have, Flock should make like a publicly viewable portal in real time for the actual users to go in, you know, search by their city and see the exact searches being made by law enforcement agencies at that time. You might be like, well, that would ruin the system. They couldn't do it in privacy. Yeah, it would. But it would also allow us to at least watchdog over law enforcement agencies and see how many times are they actually pulling up information for, again, legitimate reasons, and how many times they're just doing it to, like, spy on people, profile an individual, or, you know, do something that they probably should be seeking a warrant for in the first place, right? just a food for thought right there. Just putting it out. Now, ultimately, at the end of the day, there have been some responses by individuals of the FTC, for instance, right? Or at least to the FTC, you can see that again. The Federal Trade Commission should investigate Flock Safety, the license plate surveillance company, and where the company is responsible for its negligent cybersecurity practices. Flock surveillance data can reveal Americans' movements over time, including trips to doctors and therapists, support group meetings for alcohol and drug addiction, as well as places of worship and protest. So, yeah, I mean, again, if you place it and, like, you're using these cameras to track where the Muslims are going to pray, or in some cases, let's be kind of, like, real into this, there was one specific case that kind of blew my mind a little bit, and I'll read through it really fast. So in one case, there was a Flock Safety usage from a Texas sheriff who claimed that when they were looking for a license plate search, it was for a missing person. But the reality of it is that apparently it seems that they were looking at somebody that was doing an abortion, right? Now, obviously in the state of Texas, I believe abortion is completely illegal. So if you want to do an abortion, you have to drive to another state that's kind of friendlier for that, right? And whatever your thoughts are, right, ultimately at the end of the day, people are going to be doing this stuff. So you probably want it to be as safe as possible. What these cameras were kind of used for is, I believe at the time, and there's two thoughts for this, obviously the family, I believe, wanted to identify a missing person. So that was the starting goal. But ultimately, down the road, when obviously organizations, the watchdog groups got more views into this, more of like a lens onto this, they found through documents that obviously the law enforcement agencies were responding to the death of non-viable fetuses, right? That was becoming the next stage of the investigation. So when they were running searches through the ALPR database, one of them had a note, had an abortion, search for female. So it's interesting that they mentioned the abortion. It's a way for, again, these organizations to kind of track individuals, see where they're going, and help build a narrative for a case that goes far beyond traffic-related reasons, right? So for instance, the record here that was corrected was obviously King perpetuated a false narrative telling reporters that the woman was never under investigation. Officers had not considered charges against her and that it was all about her safety. But here are the facts. The reports have been released so far describe this as a death investigation, not missing persons. The lead detective described himself as working a death investigation of a non-viable fetus. The detective wrote that they consulted the district attorney's office whether they could charge her for taking the pill to cause the abortion. Investigators collected a lot of data, including photos and documentation of her abortion. The death investigation was open for more than a month. So, you know, instead of just being a missing person, they wanted to make this a case of, did you do an abortion out of state? Which, I guess in the state of Texas, is a huge, huge felony, and that's what they were looking into. And they were using a lot of these cameras to track your surveillance and make a narrative of that, it seems, at the time. In certain cases, Flock misidentifies certain cameras too. For instance, in certain locations, an officer can come up and say, your car has a stolen license plate on it. And the reality of it is that if a cop asks you that, you're probably going to be shocked, right? You're probably going to be wondering, what do I say? Do I call for a lawyer? What the fuck do I do? Now, this is a story that an individual known as Brandon Upchurch had to actually experience. Him and his cousin were driving home from a convenience store in April 2024 when they noticed the cops pulled up right behind him. So after the dog latched onto his dreadlocks, rammed his head into the ground, and sunk his teeth into his arm, he was transported to a hospital for his injuries, sent to a county jail where he remained for hours. The charges, which were later dismissed, were obstructing official business and resisting arrest. Upchurch, it turned out, was right. The license plates weren't stolen. And he was the registered owner of the truck the cops pulled over. So how did this fucking happen? Well, the Flock safety camera misread the 7 on the plate for a 2 and actually pinged Wilson. And of course, in the body cam footage, Wilson can be heard telling another officer after the arrest that he thought the camera mishit. I just think it's insane how, like, these cops get so fucking horny to arrest somebody that, again, when they're relying on artificial intelligence systems that are known verifiably to hallucinate, there's no double-checking, there's no, hey, pull up that image itself and let's look at that a little closer. It mishit, guys. Let's not pull that guy over. But no, let's send the fucking dog after the dude. I mean, this is one of those reasons where you fucking sue the department over and fuck them in the ass. But look, I've talked your ear off about Flock cameras. Flock cameras are bad. They're dangerous, and they lead to a mass violation of your privacy and allow the state to surveil every single thing that you do, where you fucking go specifically. That, combined with every other breach that's happening into our life, when you take it all together, is a very scary new world order to be fucking living in. And if there ever was a case for a cyberpunk dystopia where you should fucking stand up and fight back, this would be one of those reasons. Flock cameras are evil. They're bad, and you should be against them. I'm not saying go out and destroy every flock camera you see. That would be against the TOS. But go to your city. Go to, if this was ever to come into my city, I would be one of the first motherfucking people showing up to City Hall and bitching my representative's ear off. Because nowhere in history, in any civilized society, should you be tolerant of this crap. Don't listen to the CEO calling you a fucking terrorist for this, man. Because if being a terrorist is standing up for your civil liberties and rights, then embrace that shit, man. I guess you might be the biggest fucking Johnny Silverhand the world has ever seen. But ladies and gentlemen, if you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike if you dislike it. I'm out.